Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And, you know, we've been talking about this devastation in Maui and Lahaina now for a while. And, of course, you would just expect the Gray Shirts and Team Rubicon to be right in the middle of that. And we're so happy to have Art De La Cruz, President and CEO, Team Rubicon, back on the program. Art, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Randy.
Are you running as fast as you can?
We are running as fast as we can. But one of the things we're doing specific to Maui is we're doing a bit of running in place. You know, as you know, that recovery and the incredible loss continues to put a bunch of different agencies in motion, primarily with the recovery and trying to account for the people that have been lost. So what we're finding is one of our greatest attributes at this time is being patient and coordinating and doing what needs to be done. So we actually have a pretty robust presence of volunteers on the island, about 1,100, and it's local volunteers who are managing, you know, members of the community and things like donation management and food distribution. So doing what needs to be done. So those who have these very, very specific and intricate tasks have the space and have kind of the ability to do what is going to help accelerate the community's recovery.
And, you know, Art, we've talked many times about those great volunteers and the places they show up. But this is a little different scenario as far as being on an island and getting those supplies, getting those kind of logistics work out. What kind of special things do you have to put in place for a situation like that?
Yeah, I think, you know, anytime you're doing a recovery on an island, and we've really had a couple of cases of that on the international front. Bermuda after Hurricane Dorian, you know, we have worked in Puerto Rico numerous times and now Hawaii. Everything is tougher on an island. And one of the things that we're fortunate to have is, you know, local Gray Shirts. So they're members of the community. They understand and know, you know, who is there and where they can find supplies. So all of those are exacerbated as this, you know, happens. You know, fortunately, it's domestic. You know, they're familiar with the United States. You've seen the attention that the president's given. So I think, you know, in this case specifically, you know, it helps us in our ability to connect and deliver services.
Sure. We're talking to Art De La Cruz here, the National Defense President and CEO of Team Rubicon. Yeah, you know, you see those pictures from Maui, and I mean, it is just... it is devastating. And for those volunteers that live there, I can't even imagine some of the emotions that they're going through in not only coping with that kind of loss, but then pitching in, rolling up their sleeves and helping their neighbors in that community. That's just got to be hard.
Yeah. You know, it's incidentally, you know, during the president's visit, the first lady had an opportunity to meet with our Gray Shirt leaders that were on the ground. And I think she articulately captured one of the primary concerns, which is the well-being of the residents. One of the things that we've found, and again, we have, I think yesterday we had 8 volunteers leading about 35 community members, is in serving and in volunteering, you actually deliver some component of well-being, because now people don't feel powerless. They feel like they're contributing. They feel like they're... dealing with the recovery and contributing in a manner that oftentimes serves, you know, their sense of connection and well-being. The Surgeon General actually released a report, and it was called The Epidemic of Loneliness. But if you read into it, volunteering is actually listed 13 times as a source of connection and well-being and finding community. And oftentimes these types of disasters create bonds that endure, and in doing so actually help in the healing process and provide some component of well-being.
That's a great point. And you don't think about that, or I don't think about that. But yeah, I mean, to be able to contribute to your own community like that, and just to kind of underscore that, Art, my community, I grew up in Knoxville, Tennessee, and I just read a story a couple of days ago about Team Rubicon coming in on the heels of the August 7th tornado and storms in Knoxville, Tennessee. And there was a quote from one of the Gray Shirts there, And she said, I live in Knoxville, so when it happens in your own backyard, I can't just sit around and pass it by. I immediately called my manager, told him I wasn't going to be at work a few days, got out with my team and helped, and it doesn't matter if the house down the street is completely fine. What matters is these homeowners who have been affected. And just to your point, she felt so much better in helping that effort.
Yeah, you know, one of the things I commonly come across is, you know, so many great Americans, so many great people. And they say, you know, I'd sign up for Team Rubicon if I had the time. Specific to your example, I would love for people to sign up, to register their names. And if I have to ask them 200 times if they will go and they say, no, it's not the time, it's not the time. The one time they say yes makes it all worthwhile. So this individual probably said, okay, this is in my hometown. It's time to go. Right. And they're spurred to action. And essentially what we're trying to create is, you know, a local volunteer fire department, people who are members of the community that drop what they're doing and say, this is a neighbor, you know, I'm going to go help them on their worst day. And if we can do that at scale across the country with the increase in number of natural disasters, the severity, you know, the duration, you know, we have a fighting chance and, you know, a better unity of effort if we can get people from the local area who can deploy for a day or for 2 days or 3 days, whatever it might be, because they know the people, they know the culture, they know how to contribute in a manner that kind of holistically brings things back together.
Yeah, and not just a local fire department. I mean, these are veterans. These are people who have been in the military. They have so many different skill sets, and not only trained by Team Rubicon, but also just what they bring with them, you know, from the military. And by the way, if you go to TeamRubiconUSA.org, that's a place to start for all of that. TeamRubiconUSA.org, you can help with their efforts. You can volunteer. And just one more piece of the story here in Knoxville, if you don't mind. There was a guy named Stan Davis, part of the 30 volunteers that are helping with efforts in the Knoxville area, working on the clearing damaged trees in Stan Davis's backyard, said he was sitting at his desk when the storms blew through. He watched as some of the trees began bending over before seeking protection in a bathroom. A few days after the storm, Team Rubicon volunteers approached Davis as he was outside with his neighbor assessing the damage. Davis said he had already gotten several quotes to get the damage cleaned up when the volunteers asked if they could help. And this is just another component. He says, oh, goodness, it just felt like an immediate weight was lifted off my shoulders when they said they were a volunteer agency. It was really cool knowing that they're just former veterans and they still have that heart that they want to help people. And this is the way they want to help out. So the way I felt relief because, like I said, the financial burden is a lot, especially with trees down like this. And unless it's actually touching your dwelling insurance, doesn't really cover that. And that's just another aspect of that art that, yeah, what a weight is lifted off just with that kind of thing.
Yeah. And, you know, that's happening hundreds of times across the country. We, you know, I was actually looking at the numbers yesterday. There have been 15 confirmed $1 billion disasters in the United States. So the amount that it takes, wow, to recover this year, that doesn't include the rains in the Northeast. It doesn't, you know, include Maui. It doesn't include potential damage from Hurricane Hillary or Tropical Storm Harold. And we've done 100 operations this year, and they are disasters just like the one you talked about that impacted Stan. You know, Stan could have been a part of a massive hurricane like Harvey, but he still has the same problem. So if we can get to these localized disasters, these things that overwhelm a person like Stan who stares at these trees and goes, wow, there goes the rest of my savings, right, you know, whatever it might be. You know, that's who we want to serve, when we want to serve, and where we want to serve. And you bring all that together with people who say, I'm here to help you.
We're talking to Art De La Cruz, president and CEO of Team Rubicon here in the National Defense. And Art, you said this before, and it's so true. It's not Hurricane Ida. It's not, you know, it's not a gigantic disaster on that scale in Knoxville. But for you, for those people that are affected individually, it's as big as anything that's ever rolled through anywhere, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, you localize the damage, you understand the resources that are there, and again, every homeowner looks inside the confines of their yard, you know, and that's where you start. And then you get communities that are bigger and bigger and bigger. So ideally, you know, scale doesn't become a factor. Need, an unmet need, becomes the driving factor for where we, you know, apply our resources, and hopefully we continue at scale, and hopefully we join forces with all of these different agencies and nonprofits that are aligned to helping people, and we can serve communities after disaster strikes.
So what are we, what are you looking at in Maui right now in terms of recovery and kind of putting things back in place? Are you looking at months, years? What do you think?
Yeah, I think the process there is going to be years long, particularly for rebuilding the community. We've seen from, you know, similar disasters like Paradise, the fires, you know, they continue to have a community that's struggling to rebuild and put those, the housing, you know, back in place. You know, in the immediacy of it right now, one of the unique things we're looking at in the island is there actually still fires burning.
Oh, really?
Every one of those hours. Yeah, they're under control, but we know that there is still a fire danger there. So we've looked at, reviewed all of the island's plans, and we've identified areas where we can do things like mitigation and removing, you know, fuels to prevent these types of fires. You know, interestingly enough, you know, one of the interesting things about mitigation, about taking these efforts before a fire might strike, is we were looking closely at some of the work we've done as Hurricane Hillary came up through Baja and Los Angeles, you know, went into Nevada. Is some of the work we've done to prevent fires, you can connect it to, you know, there's probably one less debris flow. There's probably, you know, there's not a burn scar that now is now going to be impacted by this rain. So, you know, this preventative action on the front end of it is part of our strategy for Hawaii. I think long-term recovery and debris removal, when the time is right, and the agencies there say we've completed our work and it's time in that recovery, we'll be standing by to see if we can contribute, you know, the skills and capabilities that our veterans and civilians bring. And we are really just working closely with that community to say, what do you need? And if it matches up with the skills we have, we'll do our best to deliver.
Yeah, and I would imagine every disaster teaches you something about the next disaster, right?
Yeah, it does. It not only teaches you about the next disaster, but in every one of these disasters, we recruit more people. As they deploy, they learn more skills. So you're actually building a standing army of people that, again, if they have a great experience as volunteers, they'll come back and they'll do the next operation. And we know, with the increase in natural disasters, we will need more people to help. And I think unique to Maui as well, you know, we've talked a lot about, you know, a Marine and veteran, Bob Parsons and PXG. One of the neat things that's happened here is he gave an incredibly generous donation with this understanding that work will be there in the future. And that's unlocked our ability to make a long-term commitment to this community.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other great thing I think about Team Rubicon, different than any other volunteer group, you guys aren't concerned about the politics. You know, you don't go into a place pointing fingers and say, why didn't the alarms go off? Why didn't this happen? Why didn't that happen? You go in and you get busy, you assess the situation and you help. And I appreciate that part of what Team Rubicon does as much as any other.
Yeah, I think that is part of our DNA. You know, nothing erases political lines and positions like disaster. I mean, if we, right. Jake Wood, the co-founder, you know, fond of, you know, repeating his, you know, statement that he gave after he won the award at the ESPYs, which is, you know, if everybody treated each other the way they do the day after a disaster, you know, this world would be an incredible place, because literally all you know is there are people suffering. And then you look at yourself in the mirror and say, how can I help?
And it's the start of hurricane season, right?
Here it is.
Wow.
You know, there's a conga line of depressions in, you know, the Atlantic. And, you know, it's, I think it could be an incredibly above normal season. Mm. The water temperatures and the energy that's contained in the ocean right now are simply amazing. So we're approaching the peak. I think it's September 11th is the peak of the hurricane season. You know, if you look at the distribution of storms. So we're there and our team is positioned. We're ready. We've trained for this moment and grown our volunteer base. My hope is that we don't have to deploy, but we'll be ready if we need to.
How many people have said in the past years, what would we have done without Team Rubicon? I mean, you guys are just fantastic. I would encourage everybody to go to TeamRubiconUSA.org, whether you want to volunteer, whether you want to donate, find out more information. Art, as always, thank you for taking the time, man. I know you're I know you're a busy guy, and I just really appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you, Randy.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.